Any teacher has had this experience with at least one student, and probably much more than one. It's close to the end of the semester. Their grade is abysmal, not because of whether or not they grasp the content, the teacher doesn't know, because little to nothing has been turned in. And that student comes and says, "What can I do to improve my grade?" Well, your homework would have been one thing, but it's hard not to be sarcastic at that point, because they've had the whole semester where they've been reminded, they've been encouraged, they've been supported, they have been told, they've had progress reports, they've had all of these things. And I can only imagine that Jesus feels much the same way in today's gospel. "Why don't you tell us who you are? I have been telling you. I've been showing you. I've been demonstrating to you. My works tell you who I am." And then he says it plainly, "The Father and I are one." But they do not believe. I don't know, though, that I'm much different than those students who at the end of the semester are trying to figure out how to salvage their grade that was a whole semester in the making of being not so good. Because in a lot of ways, I think I do the same thing with God. "God, where's the extra credit? How can I get a little bit of extra grace? What can I do to earn more of your love?" Because none of those things are possible. God simply tells us, Jesus tells us, "Do the works that I do. And you will if you open your heart to receive the grace that I give you." Let us ask the Lord to help us to respond faithfully to what he asks us to do, and to believe in him as the Son of God.